Welcome to Reinventing Rural. I am your host, Laura Dean. Reinventing Rural is a podcast that invites guests to discuss projects that will make life in rural Erie County better. Better for kids, ourselves, and our communities. Today's show is the ninth in a series about the fiber optic network coming to Cory. Impact Cory and its partners are building a universal gig fiber network that will make Cory a rural community of choice for remote workers, online learning, digital economy job training, and technology businesses. The Reinventing Rural podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and Impact Cory. So today, I would like to welcome to the podcast Megan Rogers, a Senior Public Engagement and Visual Communication Specialist with Michael Baker International, who is leading community outreach for the Cory Fiber Project implementation. Welcome, Megan.
Thanks so much for having me, Laura.
Yes, absolutely. So, Megan, we are very glad that Michael Baker International, MBI as we abbreviated it, is the project and communication manager for our Cory Fiber Project. We are especially delighted to be working with MBI as your company is global leader in engineering and consulting service for major projects throughout the world. MBI does so many large-scale projects such as community engagement and risk communication for FEMA Nationwide, Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission consulting engineers, Ohio Dam Rehabilitation Engineers, McMurdo Station in Antarctica, and Arkansas State Broadband Office's Broadband Grant Administration Services and Systems. Bringing MBI's depth and breadth of expertise to Cory is a real coup. How are you enjoying your work on Cory's Universal Fiber Optic Network projects?
Yeah, Michael Baker sure does a lot of work all over the world. But what it really comes down to is how these projects positively impact the lives of individuals. And that is the front and center that we work on the Impact Cory Fiber Optic Network project. It's really rewarding to know that every step we take on this project is one step closer to greatly improving the lives of some of the residents right here in our home state of Pennsylvania, and certainly our neighbors to the north, just down here in Pittsburgh. But it's also been great to work with individuals like Chuck Gray and Matt Platts, who are so invested in their community. Their dedication to this project and what it will do for Cory is truly the model for success. So we really commend them for their hard work, and it's been a pleasure to work with them on this.
For sure. She is a force of nature.
Yeah, absolutely. We love working with Chuck on such a great project.
Yeah. So how does your work on Cory's project differ from larger scale projects?
Yeah, with smaller projects, it's easier to be more nimble and customize our communications and really get a pulse for what the community wants and needs. In larger projects, you know, we mainly hear voices from a tiny fraction of people impacted. But on a project like this, there's really an opportunity for everybody to reach out and have their voice heard. We're able to reach the whole community and really understand people's pain points. So we've heard a lot of stories of people not being able to maybe get the job they would like or the educational opportunities and things like that. So, you know, in turn, having more touch points with the community on a smaller project, it helps us deliver a product that makes sense. And it helps us, you know, we're able to be available to answer questions or, you know, have those conversations with people if they need more information or additional education on what this can do for them.
Awesome. That's wonderful. So as Senior Public Engagement and Visual Communication Specialist, will you share the work that you do on the project and how you interact with the local community?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's so important to engage the community and build that buy-in and properly educate people about what this project means. We've been working with Impact Cory to make sure that we have clear, open communication lines to address resident questions. We set up a direct line and an email to help that goal. We also built out some great content on the website to help address resident concerns and questions. We created some marketing materials that hopefully locals will see online and around town, social posts, ads, flyers, things like that. We're also releasing press releases and e-news blasts at key milestones in the project. So for those interested in staying up to date, we encourage you to sign up for the email list at impactcori.org.
Wonderful. And that's, yeah, so extremely important that people have access to that information and to know really what's going on. And the fact that you can interact with them so closely is phenomenal. So,
yes, absolutely. We had some additional events as well. We did have a press conference in the fall. Mike Kelly stopped by on his campaign trail, and we've had a lot of support in that way. So locals were invited to attend that. There was a presence at the First Friday recently here in December. So, you know, we really hope to interact in some way with every resident of Cori and answer their questions or discuss their concerns. Or the biggest question I think we're getting at this time is, when is it going to be ready, right? For those who know the benefits of broadband, that's definitely the number one question because they're excited and can't wait for it. However, we do understand that there are a lot of people that are unfamiliar with the different technologies and really how this might be different for them. And so we're very happy to take those questions and have those conversations with people.
Right. Awesome. So what factors were considered while developing a strategy to reach as many folks with information about the Universal Fiber Project?
Generally, we like to reach people where they are. So we chatted a great deal with Chuck and Matt and Kat, and we learned how people in Cori connect, where people already get their news. So we learned that the local newspaper is still alive and strong in Cori, and we learned that community message boards like those on Facebook are used to distribute information effectively in Cori. We also knew that people generally have a lot of questions about broadband, who pays for it, things like this. So we took all of that into consideration when we developed a strategy for communication about this project to the public. And from that, we knew that those would be, you know, the newspaper and perhaps social media would be great tools to distribute, disseminate information about the project. But you'll hear me say this 10 times, if not more, on this podcast, but we are definitely encouraging people to sign up for our email blast. That's where we will let people know as soon as we know about different project milestones and when service is available to them. So we've really tried to consider all of the ways that people get their news in Cori, and we hope to be in touch through those channels. Ultimately, email is just very fast. And so if folks are looking for the most efficient way to stay in touch with the project, our e-newsletters will be one of those ways, certainly.
Wonderful. And you might have already kind of answered this question, but if there's more that you can kind of lay out for everyone, that'd be wonderful. But what are the resulting offerings that people can take advantage of during this project, and where can they go to learn more?
So not to sound like a broken record or anything, but residents will hopefully encounter some of our ads, flyers, social media posts, things like that. We highly encourage people to sign up at impactcori.org. That's impactcori.org, and sign up for our emails. We will be distributing press releases there as well as to the, you know, local news media, as well as our e-newsletters. We'll also use that list to let people know when service is available. So it's really the best way for locals to stay in the know about when broadband is finally available to them.
So could you tell us what information will be shared with people who sign up, and how often will it be shared?
Sure. Yeah, you'll learn about, you know, like I said, key project milestones, which could mean what service provider is chosen, perhaps elements of what a timeline might look like. And you'll learn these things as they happen. And maybe the most exciting, you'll learn whenever new service is finally being offered at your location. So, like I said, if people want to stay in touch, we do encourage them to visit impactcori.org. and sign up for the e-newsletter. We will never share your information with others. This is just for this project. So hopefully no one has any hesitation. It really will just be for this project. Also, you can email questions or call us if you do have any concerns or questions about the project at fiber@corihighed.org. It's fiber@corihied.org. And the phone number is 724-495-4307. We're ready for questions and to assist in any way that we can.
Right. Knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
already has internet service, why should they consider switching to a fiber optic network?
You know, even if you already have internet service, switching to a fiber optic network is worth considering. It will offer you significantly faster speeds, increased reliability, just better overall performance for activities like video streaming, online gaming, large file transfers. It's more ideal for heavy internet users or anyone who wants a more seamless, possibly less frustrating online experience. Plus, our reliance on internet and file sizes for activities are only increasing. So it's future-proofing Cori by having this option available for residents here.
Yes, for sure. So it's thrusting us into the future, and it's what Cori needs.
We think so. We're happy that so many see that, you know, where the future is headed. And again, a nod to Chuck and Matt for taking the community there.
Well, building a fiber optic gig network seems like a bug project for a rural, small city like Cori. What are the benefits of taking on such a large project?
That is probably my favorite question because there are so many reasons and there's so much to get excited for. There are obvious benefits for things that some residents may already be excited about, things like enhanced education or employment opportunities. Fast, reliable internet means students can access learning resources, participate in virtual classes, and complete research for homework assignments more effectively and more efficiently. It also opens doors to world-class universities online or even just online resources to support skill development for trades or interests. It opens residents to the newly expanded world of remote work too. But what is even more interesting are those things people aren't maybe even considering yet. So the economic growth, since businesses can reach new customers through e-commerce and provide operational efficiencies, increased access to healthcare, virtual consultations, and telehealth services. This opens residents to the best of the best in terms of medical care and even being able to access their own healthcare documents and files on demand. Sometimes that's something we hear, that without a good internet connection, every healthcare provider out there, everything's digital now. And if you don't have a good connection, sometimes those files aren't on hand when you need them to be. So other things like elevated property value. Even if you don't nowadays need the internet, when you go to sell your house someday, you know, those folks will probably be interested in how fast the internet is at your home. And if you don't have broadband, that can be a huge ding and they may move on, right? So similarly, you know, growth in tourism and recreation, you may not feel the same or like the internet is something that is that important to you, but for your community, many people want to get out and get around, but they don't necessarily want to be disconnected, maybe just temporarily, right? So it kind of allows you to have the best of all worlds and cater to everybody. And, you know, one more thing I'll just add is, lastly, residents may have not even considered that broadband is actually more eco-friendly and uses less energy than DSL or cable internet, which use copper wire, and not even to mention the reduction in greenhouse gases, as we're able to accomplish more things like shopping at home rather than running vehicles for hours to do those same tasks. So there really are so many benefits. It's exciting to see people realize just how drastically broadband can change their lives. So yeah, it's a wonderful question. Thank you for asking that one.
Yes, absolutely. It is incredible. I mean, the possibilities for Cori's future is staggering. It really is. Becoming a digital economy player, it's going to be a huge game changer for Cori. It's going to open up, like you said, all those possibilities for people who are already residents and for those who are looking for small city living, who still want and require that fast, reliable internet to earn their livings. And we're very thrilled that Cori is leading the charge for fiber in the rural communities. Is there anything else you would like to share that you think important for people to know about this project?
So it is important, and we really commend Cori with Chuck and Matt's leadership for recognizing this need and seeing this project through. People still want to live in solid, caring, small communities like Cori, but they can't do that if the infrastructure doesn't support their needs, primarily that of employment and possibly education if they have children. So I think those communities that recognize that and act now will save themselves a lot of struggle in the future.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, thank you so much for joining us on this Reinventing Rural Connectivity podcast, Megan. It's been absolutely terrific having you as a guest.
Thanks so much for having me, Laura. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. Join us next month for another Reinventing Rural Connectivity podcast, showcasing the role of high-speed connectivity in lifting our region. To become a champion, join Impact Cori's mailing list, or to contribute financially to Impact Cori, please visit impactcori.org. That's impactcori.org. The Reinventing Rural podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSC and Impact Cori.